Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine the possibility. Imagine the possibility. Imagine. So the first step is to imagine the possibility. One of the reasons.
Smooches, thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays presents. Imagine the possibilities. That's right. Imagine what it would be like to own your own clothing line. Imagine what it would be like to have some of the money on your back returned to you. That's right. Tonight, we have a really special, thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays, entrepreneur special for anybody out there that understands what it means to be financially free. And if you've never heard of financial freedom before, then you have just opened up the key to your next door. So listen, what you wear reflects how you feel, and how you feel affects your community. How many of your designers are smooching the community? Well, Jossie Clothing is an organically grown, independent clothing empire. It has all the great features of the established clothing startups, and it's impacting your urban culture right now. Now, Dakari Thurman is the driving force behind the Dakari Project, which is a nonprofit that supports inner city and rural youth to help them build and accomplish their goals. We are bringing you some real good exclusive view information tonight, and we would like for you to take this broadcast journey with us so that we can begin to understand what it's going to take and find out what is the secret behind Jossie Clothing, a royal clothing line, especially for you. Smooches.
Imagine the possibility. Imagine. So the first step is to imagine the possibilities. One of the reasons for seminars and sermons and the lyrics and songs and testimonials of others is to give us an idea of the possibility. Imagine the possibility.
Smooches.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how are you? Thank you for making it to our show. That's good to hear.
Thank you.
Well, tonight's show is especially about clothing empires. And so I have to be on the line with who we know to be as Dakari Thurman, which I know to be as King Jossie. How are you doing tonight? What's going on, and what are you smooching on?
Oh, nothing much right now. You know, just focusing on the line pretty much and, you know, chilling with my family.
Well, it's good to hear youth behind, you know, some of the clothing lines that are starting up, especially since we've been, I think it's been about 10 to 15 years, you know, since the last big clothing launch. So could you please just introduce yourself to our listeners so that they understand where you're at and where you're coming from and what we hope to see with the King Jossie line? Smooches.
I'm Dakari Thurman. You know, I'm CEO of Jossie Clothing, which is linked in with the Dakari Project, which is my foundation for inner city and rural area kids. Right now, I'm working on my couture line, actually. And, you know, as far as my leather shirts, leather pants, things that I said, leather snapbacks. And also, you know, when you purchase a shirt from JossieClothing.com, a portion of the proceeds goes back toward the kids and my nonprofit. Well, from the future, you can see, you can definitely expect a boutique and to see it in other stores as well. So, you know, we have high hopes for the brand, and we're also going to expand into our cosmetics line as well, Jossy Cosmetics, and, you know, many, many more things to come.
Well, smooches, and smooches out there to our listeners who are tuning in. And if you just tuned in live, then you have tuned in at the right time, because we are definitely smooching clothing empires in the community tonight. That's right. Hashtag money on our backs. A lot of people are not really understanding, so I want you, and I'll call you King Jossy just because that's who I have coined you on our line. But Dakari Thurman is, is the driving force behind behind this line. And one of the things that I want our listeners to come away with is a couple of different things. I want them to come away with how you actually persist in still creating a line when there are so many other lines out there nationally and internationally, and how you got started actually with the beginnings of this. One of the things that I just played was from Jim Rohn, who's a motivational speaker. And the first thing he says is you have to imagine the possibilities. And that's one of the steps in his line of motivational talks. What I want to know from you is, when did you get started? How did you get started? And what kept you going?
Well, Jossy, I started Jossy about a year ago. And was it October sometime? And 2013. And I got tired of wearing other people's clothing. And I was going to have another clothing line made with the guy that I was partnering with. And, it just didn't work out. So I had called my dad one day, and I was like, man, you know, I need to use my middle name. You know, it has substance. You know, Jossy means wonderful in Swahili. And I just took it from there. And my family is the driving force behind everything that I do. I have a great support system as well. And I guess I just try to inspire as many people as possible. And through my clothing, to let everybody know that they're wonderful in their own way. And show young entrepreneurs, or kids that want to start something and be an entrepreneur that, you know, if you got a great support system behind you, you can accomplish anything. I've been, raising money for nonprofits since, I was 13 years old. I raised like $30,000 in a month for a nonprofit. And, so I've been in that industry for a long time. So I just happened to get my own, with the Dakari Project and put those two together. And, my family was behind it. And I've been on panels with, Lamon Rucker, playing Tyler Perry movies as well. And he gave me a lot of words of wisdom, and we talked to thousands of kids at the World Congress Center, the Georgia World Congress Center, and we pretty much just inspired them, to let them know that, hey, you can be anything that you want to be, you just gotta stay focused, and and don't let nobody really take you off your path. So like I said, Jossy is family. Family first. So I want to let everybody know that everybody is wonderful in their own way.
Mooches. And for those of you who don't know, that is the G behind Jossy. Pronounced Jossy, but spelled G-Y-A-S-I. And so you kind of smooched a lot of information for our listeners, but some of the things that I picked up is that I have to hear this again. Are you telling me that at the age of 13 or in your teen years that you raised on your own $30,000 for a nonprofit that wasn't your own?
Right. Yes, it was a nonprofit out in Texas. It was called Raise Hope. They're still up and running right now. And it was for inner city girls in South Dallas, Texas. And, my stepdad, he plays Major League Baseball. So, I had hit up as many baseball players, as possible. Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, all the big-name guys that you all know. They had sent me, as much money as possible to help these girls get to nationals. And, you know, I just used my resources, you know, and built relationships with those guys. And they believed in, you know, what I was doing. So, you know, I've always been a giving person. So, you know, that's just my nature, you know. So you give to receive blessings later on down the line.
Well, I'm so glad that you were able to share that story, because I think that that story alone is probably going to get us the highest amount of views, because I think that the youth are looking for new messages in their media, and mainstream radio is only giving them what the artists are putting out. And I think that they need more shows like this to hear that you did some incredible things before your 20s and that you're going to do even greater things before your 30s. So I'm just so happy that you could share that. Again, I'm amazed at your commitment and your focus, but I'm not really amazed, because I know that this line had to be a series of things that led up to it. I'm just glad that we got a chance to connect. And I'm glad that you're able to share that with our listeners. So you move from, and I guess from raising money into focusing on your gift. And So was there anything that you wanted to do early on before clothing that you put your focus and attention on that kind of gave you a foundation for this type of persistence?
I played basketball. You know, when I was in high school, I pretty much played every sport. You know, I ran track, football, but I was an All-American basketball player in high school, you know, all-state, all-region. And, you know, I played college ball as well at HBCU called Moynihan College. And, you know, I pretty much branched off. You know, my dad always told me that, you know, the ball is only going to bounce for so long. So, you know, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur, you know, and like I told you, I've been, you know, raising money for a nonprofit, you know, since I was 13. So I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit. I've always had the, you know, the need to help others. So, you know, that's pretty much it. But like I said, the fashion, you know, I've always been into fashion and, you know, what I wear, you know, and as far as, you know, like basketball players and stuff like that, any other athlete, we love how we look. So, you know, I decided to, you know, go ahead and, you know, produce Jossy. And now, you know, we're moving, you know. So that's pretty much it, though.
And it sounds like it's pretty much to that, but I think that moving forward is a great thing, but what behind you is the listener and sometimes the fan, and you make it sound, maybe it's to my ears, make it sound like it's so easy. Is there anything that ever stood in your way, an obstacle that you can think of where you thought that maybe this was never going to be brought to light?
Actually, to be honest, no. You know, I've always had a lot of faith in everything that I've done, and I've never taken no for an answer. You know, so me not taking no for an answer opened up a lot of doors. And, you know, when you're very articulate, you know what you're talking about, and you're also raised by the right people, you know, and I'm very cultured, you know, as well. So, you know, I'm very spiritual and things of that nature. So, you know, people, they feed into it, because when you have substance, you know, people draw to that. So Jossy has substance. The Dakari Project has substance. So when you combine the two, it's like you can't say no. So I've, you know, I love what I do. And, you know, I've never doubted myself in anything. And I have the right support system behind me to push this. And, you know, it's going to be a $1 million, $1 billion company one day. So that's my push behind
and
it.
I truly believe that. I truly do believe that. And at Switches Radio, we're also very spiritually inclined, but we're very organic as well. And one of the things that we know is that we are going to be presenting to the public some of the greatest personalities, athletes, artists, and authors of our time. So when we made the connection, we knew already where we were going with it, and we knew how very, very successful that this particular exchange was going to be. And I'm going to give you a small break, and I'm going to break because I want our listeners to really allow everything that they've heard in the last 14 minutes to really sink in, that, you know, you just have to look past everything that you've seen and start to really focus and imagine the possibilities. You can't take no for an answer. And you definitely got to thank God that you're financially free way before you get there. When we return to Smooches Radio, we're going to hear more from King Jossy and find out about how smooching a clothing empire is going to lead to opening up opportunities in the community right here on Smooches Radio when we return. Smooches.
Smooches Radio returns with a very special live exclusive view with CEO K.
King Jossie, also known as Dakari Thurman. Jossie clothing line is beginning to make its way to a store near you, and we are going to allow you to ask a question, smooch a thought, or smooch some love to our confident and resourceful CEO, King Jossie. So we're back, and I'm still talking about entrepreneurship and how it applies to young CEOs. And what we found out in our last exchange was that our CEO is very confident and very resourceful. What I want to know is, how are you able to impact your team in a positive way so that they too can build on their unique gifts?
How I'm impacting is, pretty much, just reaching out to the youth. I also deal, with the juvenile justice system. And I did the panel with Lamont Rucker. They came over to me and my dad, and they wanted me and him to do like a father-son duo. So we've been interacting with the juvenile justice system a lot, and really reaching out to the kids that's coming out of juvenile and going in. And, I reach out to kids every day, whether it's my family or, their friends or whoever. And, I just try to tell them, business is all around us. It's all around us. And if you don't know the business side of, a lot of things, it's kind of hard to be successful. It's a lot of kids out here that, want to just focus on basketball, focus on, football, or just focus on sports and stuff like that. But it's like when it's all said and done, you have to have some type of business background in order to get things done. I look at 50 Cent. I look at a lot of guys, that are successful now, and they have a business background, So that's what I try to, really tell to the youth, man, you got to be about your business. You got to be, got to learn how to be articulate and everything like that. So that's my biggest thing, man. I just try to tell them business is everything, man. It's all around us. Whether you want to play basketball, you want to play this or that. When Derrick Rose got to the league, he got an endorsement deal, and he got this, and he got that. So it's an ongoing thing. So that's pretty much my biggest thing. It's business. Business is very vital.
And I know our show is wrapping up, and we unfortunately for our listeners, we don't have much more time on this exclusive view, but we are definitely giving you an in-depth look at what it can actually sound like and look like to be a part of your own dream. And what I feel when I see the clothing, because I haven't yet touched it, I'm still looking through just multiple designs that you actually created. And I don't know if you created them on your own or with a team, but I think that it really stands out. One of the things that stands out for me is just the refineness of the design of the owl. Can you tell our listeners what that represents, the owl with the G?
The owl represents intelligence, wisdom. It's the only bird that, I know of that can turn his head a full 360. It just has a lot of substance to it, it was one of my favorites because, when I had somebody actually sketch it out for me, I had it in my head, but, once you sketch it out and put it on paper, I was like, oh, man, that's it. It describes my line to the fullest. It describes me as a person and who I am, When you look at the owl, it kind of has I wouldn't say a mean look, but it has a, hey, I'm here forever type look, you know. So, you know, I wanna be around forever. I wanna leave my legacy, and that's something I wanna be known by. You know, when people see that eye, they're like, oh man, that's Josh C right there. You know, so, and I'm not really too big on, like, you know, not to downplay any other brand or anything like that, but, you know, I like a lot of brands out here. But, you know, I want to go along the lines of, you know, like, we got Gucci, we got, you know, we got Prada, we got, you know, all these lines that are, you know, foreign. You know, everybody wants to buy a foreign line. But it's like, when they see Josh C, it's like, man, they're like, man, that's, it sounds rich. You know, so the aisle is definitely going to symbolize that. And, you know, so I'm not really too big on slogans.
Don't leave out intelligence. Exactly. I think that one of the things that I think that attracted me to the brand was the fact of the G, because the kids and the youth are so connected to Illuminati and all kinds of things. But they really don't understand that they are part of genius. They are part of intelligence, and they always have been. And I think that they're not wearing clothing that says that I'm intelligent. It says that I'm a consumer. It says it says that I'm buying clothing that doesn't give back to my community. I think it says that, you know what, they think that I will wear anything, whether it costs, whether it's overpriced or not. And one thing that I can say about Josh C clothing is that it's affordable. But even if it was slightly priced above the lowest designer brand, I would say to our listeners, are you willing to wear it? Because now you've gotten a little bit closer to the CEO. I want to go to one caller. And I had a couple callers, and I know that there are some people live in the chat room, but I'd like to see what the caller thinks about the clothing line, and I'm hoping that it's someone who has a personal knowledge and comfort with your brand.
Okay, most definitely.
Smooches, 1392, it's all on you right here on Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays. Smooches. All right, 3608. I see you live from Jersey. What's going on and what you smooching on? Okay, well, I'll put you guys back on hold, but I can tell you this. And we have listeners from all around the world. And one of the things we do when we bring in special personalities is that we want our listeners to support the brand. Can you tell our listeners where they can go to look and to purchase this beautiful royal brand before our show ends?
You can go to jossyclothing.com. It's spelled G-Y-A-S-I clothing.com. And you can follow me on Instagram at King Jossy. And my other clothing line Instagram is Jossy Clothing, and that's G-Y-A-S-I. Clothing.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for coming as a professional. I also want to know if there are any trade shows or if there are any places out in your area that you are going to be displaying your fashion, or maybe a fashion show that maybe some of our listeners who are aspiring models, artists, or clothing CEOs can come to, or you know, get an opportunity to kind of talk with you about the brand?
Most definitely. I have a few things coming. I'm supposed to have a fashion show coming up soon, in a couple of months, actually. As far as, like, any trade shows or anything like that, I haven't really looked into it yet. But I am, you know, as things go on. Right now, I'm working on a number of things. And I'm also on a reality TV show as well. I can't say the name right now, but, you know, you can look out for Josh C Clothing, you know, to be on VH1 or one of these stations. They're shopping it around right now. So you can definitely find me on there as well.
Well, Smooch is King Josh C. I also wanted to let you know that you are now a personal friend of the Smooches radio show, also a family member, because all of our guests have a really intimate connection to us. So anytime you want to, you know, come on our show and kind of tell us about maybe some new sales or, you know, some price drops or, you know, some special things out there. This weekend in the area that I'm in New York City, New Jersey area, Fashion Week is alive and going all weekend. I was in New York City today, and one of the things that I thought about was, you know, next year this time, Jossy Clothing probably would make their debut. But if Fashion Week is not what you're shooting for, that's okay too. But I would love to see your fashions on the runway.
Oh, most definitely. You most definitely will. You know, it's all a work in progress.
I sure it is. And I thank you so much for being a focused and persistent owl. someone that is already thinking and calculating the right moves, not moving too fast, but moving in your time. And thank you for moving towards Smooches Radio. I thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in.
All right. All right. Thank you.
All right. Smooches. So there you have it, a real personal and live close-up look at the CEO and the way that the humbleness is starting to play out and evolve in our communities. So artists, you don't have to be obnoxious about your brand, but you can be confident, you can be humble, and you can be considerate, and you can learn to develop at the same time what type of community giving will you be giving back, because CEOs are not just chief executive officers, but they are caring, they are energetic, and they are organized. Well, thank you all for tuning in, and thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays. I know you love this interview, and if you want to hear more of this, I want you to go and download it right away at www.blogtalkradio.com/Smooches Radio, and don't forget to share it on your social networks. This is going to be one of the biggest Financially Free Friday shows that we have had in a very long time, and I thank you all for tuning in. I thank you for supporting our artists. Now go out there and get some of that Jossy Clothing and let me see your pictures. I want you to hashtag Jossy Clothing and put it on your IG. I want you to hashtag and put it on your Twitter line. And you know what? Join us back here on Tuesday. Purple Elephant Music is taking over again. And Friday, we will return with TGIFFF. Now, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches, good night.